Good morning.
Good morning.
When we reflect on the readings for this weekend, two of the three are about the subject of leprosy. And as I reflected on these readings, I read a commentary on our first reading from the book of Leviticus. It reads, "The book of Leviticus gives the rules established by the Mosaic community to protect itself from leprosy. Leprosy was deforming, incurable, and contagious, and believed to be caused by sin. It included most skin disorders, Hansen's disease, which is leprosy proper, but also psoriasis, skin cancer, boils, and even acne. Lepers were ostracized and forced to live outside villages and towns. They were referred to as the living dead. Lepers wore ragged clothes and were generally unkept and uncared for." You know, it's easy to shake our heads in disgust about how lepers were treated in biblical times until we realize that this commentary, outside of finding its origin in the Mosaic community, were the exact conditions that existed in the 20th century in the United States on the Hawaiian island of Molokai, which produced two saints and possibly a third. Molokai is close to my heart because, for whatever reason, my best friend, who is a priest, has a wonderful deacon and his wife that have invited us multiple times to accompany them on vacation to Hawaii. But here's the kicker, and you may want to kick me when I say this: when it's 35 degrees outside, I am not a beach person. I hate sunburns. And because I'm taller than most people, I'm closer to the sun, and my sunburns are worse. It's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I don't like sand in my shorts, the whole thing. I just don't like it. On my first couple Hawaiian visits, I looked longingly from Maui across the channel to Molokai, though, with its infamous and then sanctified history. That is, starting in the 1860s, responding to a leprosy epidemic brought by European trade that came through the Pacific, bringing with it diseases that Hawaiians had never been exposed, the Hawaiian government quarantined 8,000 human beings, 8,000 lepers, over the course of 100 years, ending just in 1969, when a cure was found. Fewer than 10 healed lepers who carry scars on their skin and in their hearts still live there, surrounded by leper graves. In 2017, we made our way to the island via a small plane and then down onto the peninsula called Kalipapa, which looks absolutely tropically picturesque until one realizes that it served as a prison. With high mountains on one side and the rough ocean waters on the other, it was a perfect place to ostracize suffering people. In the early days of the colony, men, women, and children with suspicious skin ailments were forced into boats, taken to the peninsula, and tossed into the sea. If they could swim to shore, they survived, but often in appalling conditions, until a priest, Father Damien de Wooster, came to the island and intervened. To instill a sense of human dignity, he started his work by building walls around graveyards to keep wild boar and dogs from snacking on the dead, as gross as that sounds. Then Father Damien nursed and befriended the sick, built homes, an orphanage, a clinic, a community center, schools, and a church where he said Mass, and where we said Mass when we visited. Following the example of Christ, Father Damien simply loved people and met the most basic needs with the assistance of benefactors literally throughout the whole world. He was kind of the Mother Teresa of his time. One day he noticed he had no feeling in his feet, though, as he soaked them in water after a long day. And then he realized the water was so hot it burned his feet, yet he couldn't feel it, a sure sign of Hansen's disease or leprosy. It led him to preach a sermon on the following Sunday, beginning with the statement, "We lepers." And the people knew that he had it too. In time, he looked like all the other lepers with disfigured faces that are frozen in time on the island in old photographs at the parish church. He died in 1889. But the mission continued after St. Damien and his death at St. Mary Ann Cope and her Franciscan sisters took the baton from Syracuse, New York, to Molokai. A month before he died, they arrived at the island, and the first of over 60 sisters made their way to the peninsula to nurse and care for lepers. As their superior, St. Mary Ann Cope, said, she wasn't afraid of any earthly disease. And when she gazed upon the afflicted, she only saw the suffering face of Jesus Christ. She continued to change life on Molokai by introducing cleanliness, pride, medical assistance, and even fun on the colony, in the colony, during Christmas and Easter and times in between. In our gospel today, moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched an unclean leper. He wasn't concerned with the strict prohibitions of Jewish society. He simply saw a soul in desperate need, and he responded. And Jesus gave this power to his disciples. They too would lay their hands on the sick and heal them. Work that continues today among his disciples in the church's 18,000 clinics, 16,000 nursing homes, and her 5,500 hospitals worldwide, the majority of which are in developing countries, a reason to be proud of the Catholic faith for sure. Like our saints, we possess the capacity to be instruments of Christ's healing power as well. Institutionally, yes, but also one person at a time, noticing the suffering of others. We, you and I, have the duty to help the sick, extending Jesus' healing touch, but also to pray for those who are sick. Interestingly, if today was not a Sunday, it would be the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, a devotion and apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary that is closely related to the healing of the sick, which prompted John Paul II to call for special prayers on this day, on February the 11th, and called it the World Day of the Sick. One of the first World Days of the Sick was also when St. Mary Ann Cope was canonized. And I happened to be visiting, walking through the church, walking through St. Peter's Square, and saw Hawaiian leis on the floor. Today is the conclusion of the Lord's Challenge in our parish, which included saying the novena, watching a couple of videos. One of the videos on is by the TV show 60 Minutes. Beautiful, beautiful video. It was taken just a few years ago during the COVID issue. Today, we will also include, after my homily, the blessing of medical professionals and caregivers. And then after 12:30 Mass today, we will be offering anointing of the sick. I hope that you can join us. St. Paul challenges us to imitate Christ and be ministers of healing. We are to touch not just the physically sick, but all those who are hurting and in pain, those who are in need, including those who are spiritually sick and are estranged from Jesus, perhaps the worst illness of all. This includes those who are so maimed by life that they are hard to love, that they're easy to hate. People from your family or your neighborhood or your workplace might come to mind. But when we allow ourselves to be so overcome by hurt and hatred that we refuse to extend Jesus' healing touch to others, we take upon the sickness ourselves. We become spiritual lepers. When we allow hatred to be a part of our lives, we also invite spiritual death into our lives. The Gospels often note that Jesus was moved with pity for the people as he preached the kingdom of heaven. And when he faced trouble, the abandoned, the sick, when stirred by the blind, when crossing paths with widows, and when he came face to face with lepers, Jesus was moved, not by disgust, but by compassion. As we recall human suffering today, let us also recall healing heroism of so many Catholics who have come before us in Jesus' name and have been a part of the healing ministry of the church. Let us also realize the tremendous healing that comes from our hands into a broken world in need of healing.